looking back at the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, September 13, 2023. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
Back in here we are and it's springtime. I always seem to give a weather report because I think I'm just immersed in weather anyway when I'm at home because I've got a little property and, you know, I'm always out in the garden. Mm. Tomorrow I have no appointments and I'll be out in the garden most of the day and it'll be yay. Anyway, kicking off, I must say that we are in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural Heritage Research Centre and we're very grateful to be able to use this space to record our podcasts.
Yes.
So I appreciate council staff for allowing that to happen. And there are two volunteers in the background, Jill and Les, and they're quietly working away at the computer. So if you do hear other voices in the room, it's not us speaking in tongues or anything. It's just Jill and Les doing their thing.
And of course, Jill and Les were guests doing a podcast while you were away.
Oh, that's right. They were guest speakers. Yeah, so, guest speakers. And I have to say thank you to them for doing that. 150 years ago, Worsley's Station. According to advertisement, the ceremony of laying the foundation stone of the new Wesleyan Chapel at Worsley's Station was performed on Wednesday, September 10. Notwithstanding the unpropitious appearance of the weather, a goodly number assembled about 2 o'clock on the ground a little to the east of the railway. After singing and prayer and explanatory remarks by the Reverend R.S. Casely, the stone was lowered to its position and declared by Mrs. Worsley of Sheoak Log, to whom the honour had been entrusted, to be well and truly laid. Sorry. I wonder if... I'm sorry, I shouldn't have snored like that. Oh dear, you won't edit that.
So Kay had trouble finishing that one. Wordings and implications maybe have changed a little in that.
Probably over the years. Mrs. Worsley well and truly laid, yes.
So I know I was going to talk about some serious Worsley history there, but I think we found something more entertaining too.
Oh, God.
I was going to just comment that I was looking it up and they didn't start opening the school till the following year, so they had a church before they had a school.
Oh, isn't that the way? Quite often the schools were part of the church. The church wanted...
Originally they were Sunday schools.
Yeah.
And why universal education became a thing is so that children could read the Bible.
Yeah.
And that's why in Scotland particularly they had universal education.
Yeah.
Very early, because it was because of religious reasons.
Wow. Yeah.
But they did have pretty close to free and universal education. Mm-hmm. Scots were about best educated of anyone in the
1850s. Oh, they were. And their records, if you're looking at family history, their records are just amazing.
Yes.
Them and German records are also very good.
So, 100 years ago, unlawful possession. The Gawler police made another smart capture last weekend in securing a shop thief who had been operating in Messrs. French & Sons, Murray Street. The accused was charged with being unlawful possession of one bicycle, a piece of serge, one shirt and tie, reasonably suspected of having been stolen. The prisoner pleaded guilty and was fined £10 and court fees 15 shilling, in default 3 months imprisonment. Very awkwardly worded.
Oh, yeah.
Smith was fortunate in not being further charged for resistance. There was a melee in front of the old Bushman Hotel, and when a favourable opportunity offered, he whirled the bike along and sprang on, bidding the officer farewell. But a rough tug at the back of the neck soon dislodged him to the ground, from where he was taken into custody.
Ooh,
with a few bruises and scrapes, I would imagine.
Grab him by the scruff of the neck and dump him on the ground.
Mm.
They couldn't get away with that in these days, could they?
Sounds like he was being a bit cheeky.
Probably.
So. So over to you for 50 years ago.
50 years ago. Bids to go to 42,500. The house and surgery of the late Dr. A.H.C. Dawes on the corner of Lindock Road and High Street, Gawler, was passed in at auction on Saturday morning. About 50 people attended the sale, conducted by Gaitchens Proprietary Limited Gawler branch manager, Mr. Ray Gerlach. Bidding went to $42,500 on the historic property, which has a 288-foot frontage to Lindock Road and a 148-foot frontage to High Street. Editor's note, the property was first owned by Dr. George Knott and was demolished in 1974. It was where Faster Pasta is now. Yes.
It was originally a hospital, not...
Dr. Dawes Lying In Hospital or something, wasn't it?
Yes, because a lot of the early hospitals were just in...
Premises
of doctors and nurses. Yeah. And a lot of nurses in Gawler started hospitals.
Yep.
Because there was a shortage of hospital care.
And then they got the hutch, the old hutch up on East Terrace. I've been there. I've been in... incarcerated, that's not an inpatient there.
Feels like you're incarcerated at times in hospital.
Yeah, I was taken there with a concussion, so... I was taken over by a neighbour after an accident in the paddock. I got knocked down by a horse quite badly, and they suspected concussion when they took me over there. I'd had concussion. I think I was there for 2 nights.
So, on with the history, and we're to 25 years ago. A bridge game too far. The game of bridge, with its soft shuffle of the cards and scratching of the scorer's pencil, could hardly be described as a noisy sport. But potential late-night noise and disturbance to neighbouring property owners came up at a Gawler Council committee discussion last week concerning the activities of Gawler Contract Bridge Club.
Oh, gosh.
The problem is that while most people are in bed or getting ready for bed, club members are up one evening a week at the Gawler Elderly Centre playing their card game. And they are seeking an extension of time from 10:30 p.m. finish to 11:15 p.m. The Gawler Elderly Centre isn't really close to a lot of houses.
No.
Either, especially back then.
There's just some over the road.
Yes.
But well, back then, the block on the corner by the river, that was vacant. So it's just a few cottages opposite the...
And they're really opposite the car park, not the...
The car park. But that's probably what their issue is, people driving in and out.
I guess
you can imagine the bridge contract bridge club members hooning out of there, can't you?
Yes,
at 11:15, 11:30 at night. You know, cars revving, people out in the car park chatting way loudly. And for a whole one night a week, I mean, really, you'd think they'd find something quiet to do, wouldn't you?
play bridge in their friend's house where they could play for as long as they liked and then drive off and rake up all the neighbours.
And have more people parked out in the street causing it.
Yes.
There's nothing they could do about it.
No, that's right. The sheer pettiness of that one amused me.
Those lengths.
Well, hopefully they got there. It doesn't say whether they got the extension permitted. I hope they did.
Wonder if they trumped them.
I hope so.
Is that a word in bridge? Trumping?
I don't know. I've never played it.
No, neither have I. I've got a friend that plays it. She's passionate about it.
People do. People get really passionate. I know Justin's stepmother, it's apparently... At one stage, she said she got really hooked on bridge and was a committed bridge player until she got so good that she couldn't get improve anymore and then she lost interest.
Oh, right.
But it's a complicated game.
Is it?
It's clearly very complicated.
Maybe I should take it up to keep the brain working.
It is good for that.
It's one of those things. Like I'm playing Mahjong Solitaire on the laptop and I'll do, at first I was sort of really binging on it and now... After about 3 games, I start to get a bit bored with it. But it does make you think, I won't say laterally, but it just forces you to look at options and think through strategies a little bit. So I like those sort of strategic puzzles. Anyhow, 10 years ago, a medical centre for Mall, a 3-storey medical centre has been proposed for Gawler Central Shopping Centre. The 3-storey development would feature 2 levels dedicated to the medical centre, as well as a basement level for car parking with around 20 spaces. To be located within the existing shopping centre development on the corner of Murray and Cowan Streets, the medical facility would operate independently while sharing space with the retail precinct. Well, that didn't go ahead.
No, but now they have the medical centre.
On the corner by Con Bushman. And that's quite good because they've incorporated the wall that it was so contentious.
Yes, the old
barn.
That
fell down, the old barn, and they've actually, they respected that and rebuilt it and made a feature. And they used the stone, did they?
They used all the original stone.
Good.
And apparently Adrian Shackley was sort of supervising to make sure
wonderful.
That they did.
Yeah.
And it was, so yes, they've done a lovely job.
Yeah, and it does look nice up there, and I have to say it's probably... as good a location as being part of the shopping centre.
Yes, probably.
It's just the parking might be an issue, although there's the lower car park by Woolworths, and it's just as close to the main street of Gawler. So
yes.
So that's it for this week, Jeanette.
That is indeed it. Until next week, Kate.
Until then, and may exciting things continue to happen in Gawler.
And the sun keeps shining.
Yes.
Although a bit of rain during spring would be good.
For all light signs.